How's it going, guys? This is Crypto Bud here for today. This is going to be our first podcast for our Patreon members regarding a couple of lessons for the upcoming classes that I'll be doing starting this month and also going into the next month. So if you are part of the Patreon group, thank you for your support. In this lesson, I'm going to talk about stop losses, specifically what to do when you have situations where the position that you are in goes in the other direction. And we've already seen this before happen in the last couple of days, as many of the positions I was putting out that I'm heavily in have gone the other direction. Now, let me be very clear. Cryptocurrencies are very volatile, and usually people don't have stop losses because of that. And so I want to make it a point here to say that stop losses are very important in situations where the coins are actually fairly weak or short-term in nature. One of the problems I see with people is they always come up to me and they say, look, I bought into this coin based off this information and now it's gone down 20-30%. What do I do? First off, I want to say that I can't give out financial advice or specific positions on what to do with your positions. But as a general rule, what I do is I have a stop loss for every single coin I buy. And that is determined before I actually buy the coin. So in other words, I never go in there thinking that this coin is going to go up. I always have a backup plan in the event that the coin goes the other direction. And it doesn't really matter the price or the coin. What matters is the percentage losses. Now, to give you an idea, after 15% loss, it's going to take almost like double to get back to break even. So the longer that loss is, the more likely you're gonna have to find another coin that's gonna have to make up for those losses. So cutting those losses is extremely important before you actually enter into the coin. And having losses is perfectly fine as long as your overall net return is higher than your net loss. That's more on the active trading side. Some people are not active traders, you may not be an active trader, and that's perfectly fine, because what ends up happening is you can, you know, move that stop loss accordingly. Now, obviously, this is more for coins that are usually micro cap coins or coins in the mid cap section. Large cap coins, I usually put the stop losses a little wider because I do know that those coins don't move as much. So a stop loss by definition is a point where you would consider it technically disadvantageous, where the coin most likely is entering a downtrend. Stop losses are there to protect the coin and your position in the event that the trend changes. So you first have to identify the trend before you get in. If the trend is up, then obviously you can continue to wind up those stops. If the trend is down, then at that point the trend is the stop losses are going to be a lot tighter because you don't know when that coin is going to slide or it's going to do something else. So this lesson was really about that. So the first thing you want to do is before you enter a position is draw the trend lines. And I'll be having some upcoming classes later on. It'll be an offline class and also some online webinars where I want to be talking a little bit more about how to identify these areas of key support levels where if it does break, most likely the coin will experience a little bit more of a downturn. But the overall general rule of thumb is I like to keep my stop losses within a 10 to 15% range. And anything more than that, I think it's better to pretty much hold and wait until the coin recovers, because at that point, you're already so far deep into the red that it doesn't make sense to begin to cut that loss and then try to find another coin that's going to recover. It's probably better to just double down as the coin kind of drops. All right, guys, well, hope you enjoy this and post some questions below here on the Patreon page. And if you enjoy this, just press a heart and a like. I'll talk to you guys soon.